This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, Crossroads for Israel. There are some issues that are such minefields that good judgment and unusual restraint convince me that it's best to keep any opinions personal and put a sock in it. The highly contentious questions about the condition of the State of Israel fall firmly in that camp. Unfortunately, in the same way that Israel itself is having to come to grips with exactly how they define themselves and their future, so are growing movements in that country among Palestinians internationally, and surprisingly, because of the aggressive diplomacy of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, those of us in the U.S. as well. All of this is forcing us to measure our own positions, determine where we stand and what we support. Recently, I visited at length with several Israeli political activists, Maya Wynn and Iran Efrati, who describe themselves as anarchists but are part of a series of organizations in Israel, including Jewish Voice for Peace, which is aggressively advocating a boycott of goods made in Israel. Many visitors to the West Bank, particularly over the last number of decades, from my old friend and comrade Gary Delgado to numerous friends in the labor movement, including Mary Rolls from the BCGEU and Rick Call from the AFL-CIO Solidarity Center, have given me chilling reports of the way the Israeli government and the military have handled the Palestinian population. But hearing Maya and Iran speak in such frank and matter-of-fact terms and referring to Israel as an apartheid state like South Africa was still surprising. But the genie is out of the bottle. Now everywhere there's discussion of the BDS movement from Kerry himself and throughout the nation's newspapers. BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, which many are increasingly advocating to pressure Israel to finally deal with its settlement problem, which continues to expand in contravention to international law, and often is the monkey wrench unsettling virtually every effort at peace and settlement negotiations. Maya and Iran acknowledge that a boycott is a harder climb in Israel than it was in South Africa because Israel produces fewer goods with an international profile. On the other hand, the vote by some university associations in response to urging from their European counterparts to boycott exchanges with Israeli universities moved the heat to combustible levels. European countries, in some cases, have already pulled out investments and closed down banking relationships. Kerry was attacked roundly by the Israeli government for putting a gun to their head when he stated the obvious, that Israel's refusal to move the current negotiations to successful conclusion would likely unleash an expansion of the BDS movement. The SodaStream and Scarlett Johansson mess is high-profile evidence of exactly how precarious the path is for Israel now. Movie stars might have few quibbles about sticking with the money, but neither did Oxfam, and quickly separating itself from Johansson because the SodaStream factory is illegally operating with lower wages in the settlements. The SodaStream CEO says, hey, I'm providing 500 jobs, and the stories are wrenching from Palestinian workers employed in settlement-based enterprises who are thankful for their jobs but resent their second-class status and their employers, all of which is part of what both defines apartheid conditions and is grist for the mill in the fights to oppose apartheid. It sounded hollow from South Africa, and it resonates no more clearly from Israel and the West Bank. This is not something that's going away. It's time for a real settlement, which we can all support, rather than pretending that the present situation is sustainable any longer. The veil has been lifted. There's no going backwards now. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.